Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot, do I? Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on.
What's cooking at your house today? Don Clement and Patty Berneman want you to chew on this. Share your recipes and cooking secrets, your favorite kitchen tool, and what are you asked to bring to potlucks? What's your specialty? Home cooks only on Chew On This.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you everything.
And good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Chew On This with Patty B and Don Clement. And today we have our very special guest. You know, the show's all about home cooking, Don.
Absolutely.
And today we have the home cook right-hand man.
I love it. Shortcuts.
Shortcuts. With Uncle Larry, Larry Robichaud from Uncle Larry Seasoning. Welcome. And we just can't wait to see all the stuff now, that you brought for us.
Is it Roussel or Robichaud?
Roussel. Yeah, why did I say Robichaud? I changed your
mind. And I didn't even bring the Bloody Marys today, so
you
I don't know what's
up with
that.
You. I don't know. Yeah.
I do that all the time. Dad. And I did it at the dreams come true, right?
Yeah.
Do it, so don't worry about it.
It happens.
But, yeah, he's got a whole line of seasonings, rubs. I love the starters, the stew and a few, the ready, set, gumbo, and you can get them all in your supermarket, and it's not a whole day's cooking.
Well, that's the thing.
It's for us who come home from work and want something good.
There you go. Quick and easy. That's what it's all about.
I tell you what, go online and Google Uncle Larry and click video, and you'll see dozens of these videos showing you shortcuts about how to use this stuff, and it looks delicious.
It is. So we're going to taste it today.
Where did this come from, Larry?
All right. I don't like to cook. I'm kind of like you. I'm passionate about it.
Right.
You know, I'll talk about it, eat it, cook it, don't matter. I love it. So I've just been cooking for years, and somewhere around 2008 is when I came up with the stew and a few. But I could back up before then. When I started up, I used to do the gumbo cook-off for the Bonfire Festival. And, you know, one year I told my wife, I said, look, find me a recipe contest, because I created a dish called a Patriot. Red snapper, white shrimp, and blue crab.
Oh, wow. How can that be wrong?
And she looked on a Pillsbury. They did $1 million to the winner. I said, I'm going to win it. She said, no, you're not. You don't use the ingredients.
Oh, you have to use the Pillsbury
stuff. That was kind of like the starting point. So I started using a Wonder Flour. Quick and easy, a very, very good flour to start my base.
So you use the Wonder because that's that ultra-sifted flour.
That's exactly right.
Right.
Easy to use, and that's kind of one of the foundations. So when that particular year for the Festival of Bonfire, there's about 45 entries, three categories, red beans, seafood, and poultry. And all three of my gumbos played second.
Oh, wow.
So that was the start.
And that was your first?
Well, no, I won.
Oh, you won before.
I won
okay.
many before, but okay. that was a lot more time consuming. But anyway, for that one, Ed, I was kind of the start of it. Then the Picayune had a magazine, and it was featuring recipes from the River Parishes.
Mm-hmm.
So the writer said, hey, look, we want your gumbo recipe. So I gave him a 5-gallon recipe. He said, no, scale it down.
Yeah, what am I going to do with 5 gallons?
Scale it down. Right. So I scaled it down, and then I started. That's when I kind of started my season, that particular year. And then I said, well, if it works in a gumbo, it ought to work in a jambalaya.
Yeah,
and then
true.
I sized it up for cooking for 200 people, and I was happy with it. I said, I got something, and then I didn't want to pursue it at that time because I wanted to devote time to it mm-hmm. when I retired, and that's what I'm doing.
So you took this for – tell the audience, how does somebody take a great product like this from just an idea to production? I mean, where do you even go with this? What do you do?
I'll tell you what, a lot of
I mean, that's the
agony,
battle.
All right? Because I was told, when I first came out with it, I was told by an expert, he said, 90-something percent of new products fail.
Right.
That's not too much hope. But I said, I'm still going to do it. I started with my seasoning. I was discouraged on doing that because the market is flooded
with
Cajun.
Yeah, it is flooded with it. Yeah, it is.
We know it. So I'm just kind of... That is the foundation to the rest of my products.
So this is the seasoning and the flavor enhancer. That's the base of it.
That's the base. So that one there goes into all all of the ready set gumbo, the stew and a few, and the ready set okra gumbo. So
this is a powdered seasoning that he's referring to.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And you can find it in the New Orleans area. The best bet is Langenstein. Mm-hmm. They got all of my products.
Nice.
All associated grocery stores in New Orleans, they carry my stew and a few and ready set gumbo. If AG picks up these two products, but you're looking at it, mm-hmm. then it'll be available more, you know,
right.
easily in New Orleans. But again, so when I came up with that, one time I cooked a stew, just making this from scratch, and I put crawfish in one pot, and I put shrimp in the other pot, and uh-huh. I got great compliments on both of them. I said,
nice.
Well, and that's when I realized the base, the final flavor of that product is going to be driven by the meat or protein
that you put
in
there.
Yeah. And that's what's going to be the final taste. Just like if you do the gumbo, whatever you put in the gumbo, you know, the meat that you put up in there is going to enhance that flavor of my product.
So what I really like about it, Patty, is my wife does not like chicken and sausage gumbo, which I really like chicken and sausage gumbo.
Mm-hmm.
So I could literally have two little pots on the stove, and I could do a right. seafood gumbo and a, because I'm not making this
side
roux.
By side.
Yeah, I'm not making this roux. I'm not all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you, Don, you can have this ready, any one of them. You can have the two gumbos ready in 30 minutes.
30 minutes for a gumbo.
For the,
wow.
By the time you cook the rice, the gumbo's
yeah.
done.
Yeah, you're right.
The gumbo's
right.
done. That's right,
yeah.
Patty.
So, that's a good way, yeah.
And a stew and a few. It depends on what protein. I ask people, what's your favorite stew? When they say beef stew, I say, oh, well, you would give me one where you have to tenderize that beef.
Yeah.
That's going to be the thing that's going to determine how good that stew comes out, how tender that beef is.
Right.
If you're chewing on that
old chuck beef, roast.
Yeah, exactly. But if it is real tender, that's gonna.
So okay, so let let's say this base is the stew and a few. So he's talking about using that for gumbo.
Yep.
You're talking about using it for a roast. So let's say I get a chuck roast.
Yeah.
So usually I brown off my chuck roast. I usually stud it with garlic, parsley. I put the Wonder flour on it as well. So what do I do with it now? So I browned off the roast.
All right, leave the Wonder flour out. So you
don't
need that anymore.
Don't put it on there. Okay.
Everything is in here. This is a fully cooked stew. So okay, again, the key is tenderizing it. So what I like to do, I'll brown that roast in an Instant Pot.
Okay.
And then I take that stew in a few, and of course you're gonna extract liquid juice and oil out of that roast.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't like that oil on the top, you're gonna
skim it off.
Skim
it off.
But if you don't mind it, just pour the stew and a few on top if you want to put some
in the Instant Pot.
In the Instant
Pot. Now, did you cut the roast totally up, or you just cut it to fit in the pot?
Well, I got a small enough roast that's gonna fit in the pot. But if you want to cut it up in slices, that's perfect too. And then again, you're gonna cook that down. What's good about the Instant Pot? If it starts to burn, it'll tell you burning before it actually burns, so you could.
That's why Patty needs one.
Yeah,
Patty,
you're right.
You're gonna love it, Patty.
You're right.
So I said I won't use the Instant Pot, but I do absolutely use it all the time. So.
I mean, it's just an old fashioned pressure cooker.
That's right.
That's all it is. And your grandmother used them. You know, my grandmother used them, and that's all it is. Mm-hmm. People are intimidated by it, but it's not. It's very easy. So you brown it off in the Instant Pot.
Yeah.
You got it all brown. You pour on the stew and a few. You seal it. High pressure. Low pressure.
I like high pressure. I like high pressure. But I should have said this too. You're gonna cook that roast down till you think it. Yep, I'm getting tender.
Okay.
At that point, that's when you.
Oh, then you dump this
in. Yep.
Okay. Do I need to even salt and pepper the roast or nothing?
Yes. If you're gonna
use
do
this
it,
flavor
use my
enhancer,
season. I'll
use
highly
the seasoning.
Recommend that. So you season that because
the stuff is good. I've used this. It's good.
Thank you, Don.
Very
good.
But
if you season that, you know the. The thing about it's all about ratios too. I tell people 1 pound of protein to a jar.
Mm-hmm.
But if you increase that, let's just say that roast, you put potatoes, you put carrots, you might put mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all of that's gonna absorb some of that seasoning.
This is all you need.
That's in here already. But when you change that ratio, then you're gonna need more seasoning.
Right, because you've got all the vegetables in there.
Okay.
How long would you say that roast in the Instant Pot would take from start to finish? How long do you think?
About an hour and a half. That's how long it's going to take.
Mine takes almost
a
3 hours.
Good chuck roast. You said chuck roast. I love that.
I love chuck roast.
That's my favorite.
Love chuck.
Rump roast.
Ah.
It's all right.
It gets stringy.
Yeah.
It gets dry and stringy.
No, that's right. So a chuck roast is perfect. Or if you want to do a beef stew, you get you a rack of ribeye rack. And when you trim it, you put all the trim it. And you got you a great beef stew.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff. So we're talking with Uncle Larry, Larry Roussel. From Uncle Larry's, you got to check it out. Just Google Uncle Larry's. He comes right up. Stew in a few. We'll be back.
We'll be back. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back, and we're going to eat something.
Goodbye, Joe. We got to go. Me, oh, my. We got to go. Born a pier or down the bayou. My boy, sweet boy, me, oh, my. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bike. Jambalaya, coffee pie, filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my bachelor meal. Big guitar, little joy in the gale. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bike.
And now our sponsor, we forgot to say that in the beginning, Chew on This is sponsored by the Plant Gallery.
And it's Mother's Day.
And it's Mother's Day.
And you know what I saw on Instagram? The Plant Gallery had a great post with these gorgeous scarves. I mean,
scarves? At the Plant Gallery?
Yeah, and everything.
I mean, geez.
I mean, it
one-stop shopping.
Talk about beautiful. Go in, get your mother a beautiful, colorful scarf. Get her a nice orchid. The orchids there are gorgeous. It is a one-stop shop.
And they have somebody there that can tell you how to raise these orchids.
How
to take care of them.
They tell me.
Because that's the thing. They're beautiful, and then I get them home, and they're not as pretty.
Well, they tell me what to do with them. And
that's what you need.
Now when I come in, they tell me, Don, just come back in 6 weeks, and we'll give you a new one.
We'll
sell you a new one. So, no, actually, they told me to put a couple of ice cubes in it once a week. And just let the ice cube melt into the orchid, and that's it. That's all the water they need once a week.
Oh, wow. That's terrific.
Yeah, they're beautiful. So that's the Plant Gallery over at 9401 Airline Highway. Everything from bedding plants to scarves and candles. Give them a call.
You can't beat it.
Tell them Don and Patty B sent you, please.
Mother's Day's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
You still got time.
Slacker,
get out there.
Slackers.
Mm-hmm.
Get out there.
You're listening to Chew on This on WGSO, and we'll be back in couple of seconds. We got a couple of little short spots to play.
For the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones,
perfect.
Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
Does your business need help with print, signs, or marketing? Partner with Sir Speedy. We have more than 50 years of know-how and a proven track record that goes into every project. Our specialists will work with you on everything from print collateral and direct marketing campaigns to signage both indoor and outdoor. Call Sir Speedy and let us know how we can help at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. Sir Speedy, if you need it, we do. It.
Atomic batteries and power. Turbines and speed.
Now, everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
If you relate to these clips playing in the background, you will relate to Everything Old is New Again right here on WGSO. Hi, this is Douglas Viviani of Everything Old is New Again. Join us for the fun on Saturday mornings at 8 right here on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO.
Fruitcakes in the kitchen.
Fruitcakes in the kitchen.
Fruitcakes on the street.
Fruitcakes on the street.
Strutting naked through the crosswalk in the middle of the week.
And we're back to Chew on This, brought to you by the Plant Gallery on Airline Drive. Our special guest today is Uncle Larry from Uncle Larry's Seasoning, Stew and Few, Ready, Set, Gumbo, and he's here to tell us about crawfish bisque.
Yeah, tell us about that. I can't believe you can use this stew in a few to make crawfish bisque. And if you do it, Uncle Larry will come to your house and he will stuff the heads personally.
Yes. For, let me add, I will do it, but there's going to be a fee involved. A pretty elaborate fee. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the pain. That's the pain point.
And I can't.
No, you can't bottle that.
I cannot make that easy, but here's my philosophy. So, all right. You caught the crawfish, or you bought them, no matter.
Oh, we're not catching these things.
No.
I say scald them. You scald them, right? Or just kind of blanch them, whatever you want to call it. So if you had a crawfish ball,
you got a bunch of leftover
crawfish.
You make the kids peel them.
You make the kids peel them, but they can eat them all. So
That's true.
Look, buy a pound or two of crawfish tails, because right now a lot of associated grocery stores, $9.99 a pound for different sales. You can't.
And make sure you're buying Louisiana crawfish tails.
Absolutely.
Not that Chinese stuff that comes out of a sewer.
No. Louisiana crawfish, high quality fresh crawfish. You can't beat it.
And you can see that yellow fat in there. And that's liquid gold right there. That's good stuff.
That's the flavor. I'm with you 100% on that, Don. So, all right. So you got the crawfish. You got the heads. You cleaned all that. It's all work. We know that. Then it's time to stuff them. So you put the heads. To put the tail meat in the food processor, ground it up a little bit. Not like your mama used to do on that tabletop.
Yeah, that food mill.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, try cleaning that sucker.
Food processor. And this is what I tell people. All right, so I recommend one level tablespoon.
Of the Uncle Larry's seasoning.
To a pound, okay.
But to 1 pound?
To 1 pound.
1 teaspoon, 1 pound. Gotcha.
But some people, spice tolerance is different.
I like it high.
You see, I like it hot, too, but some people say, it's too spicy. So what I would recommend, you use 2 teaspoons, mix it up, take a little bit of chunk, put it in the microwave 30 seconds, taste it. If you're happy with it, go with it. Or, if you need more seasoning, put that on a teaspoon.
Or just don't invite those people to dinner. Cook it the way I roll is, if I'm cooking it, it's going to be the way Don likes it.
There you go. I like that.
You don't like it, cook yourself.
I'm kind of the same way, but I'm just telling people.
They can adjust.
Yeah. So now you got the head, you stuffed all of that. Now you got to make the gravy.
So 6 hours later, you stuff the crawfish heads.
That's right.
And you're exhausted at this point.
You're exhausted, and now you got to make the gravy. Not anymore, because when you make the gravy, if you mess that up, you done messed up.
Yeah, you
all
screwed it all at all.
It's all done.
Yeah.
You ain't going to mess it up.
Doesn't matter how good the crawfish heads are.
No, not at the stuff. So we were just talking off air. You do not bake your crawfish heads.
I don't bake
them. And I agree with that, because it makes it just gets hard, and it's cooked already. It's all cooked.
I'm with you 100% on that, Don. I think that's an unnecessary step. Everybody does it, look like, but
they do.
Who started that? I don't know, and I guess people just say, hey, that's the way my mama did it.
Well,
that's the way I'm going to do it. So
I've even seen some people fry them. They roll them in flour, why are we adding all this oil to this stuff?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
No. So you got the heads.
Yep.
They're ready to go, and you just pour this into that pot with a teaspoon?
If you're not, look, like you said, so 6 hours later, you got all the head stuff. I put it in a freezer myself. I let it freeze overnight.
And then go pour a cocktail.
There you go. Now go ahead. Now take your stew and a few. And of course, you're going to reserve some tails for the gravy.
And you're going to use some.
Some of the ground up tails too. So you're going to make the gravy with that. When you got that coming to a boil, then you drop those frozen heads in there. Try not to stir it too much, because you might knock some of that meat out of the head.
Oh yeah, we don't want to do that.
Whenever you come back to a boil, let it sit. Turn it off, let it sit a little while. Then after it kind of firms up, then you finish cooking
it. Do you put a Trinity in this at all, or it's not necessary?
Like what?
Trinity, onions, bell pepper.
I don't necessarily put the Trinity, but it's all my mindset.
Right.
I like celery and onions in it.
Okay.
So for this particular recipe I'm going to share, I will use 3 pounds of crawfish tails, reserve a cup of tails,
right?
Reserve a cup of ground up tail. The rest of it is going to go into stuff, and I use 1 cup of fine diced onions, 1/2 cup of celery. That's all. And I'm going to use two teaspoons or of the seasoning.
So there's no breadcrumb, there's no anything in there.
I'm going to put 1 cup of breadcrumb.
Okay,
yeah.
That's what I thought. I
like a little parsley up in there too for color, just dried.
And it doesn't need egg, because that crawfish.
Well, no.
You do?
Yep.
I'm glad I came here, Uncle Larry.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
You did a great job, dude. Yeah, and look, the recipe's right there. Right. Because, yeah, so you're going to put eggs in it, too. So I'm gonna put two eggs up in that particular batch.
So nice he thinks I can read this mice type here in this piece of paper. Good Lord. Yeah,
I can't read that either.
No.
That's why I got these.
Yeah.
That's why I got these. So
I feel like I'm signing a contract.
Just sign it.
At a used car lot. That's
but
a little.
You have some very good questions. All of that, yes. And the recipe's there. They could get it from you or Patty, or they could just email me, and I'll be happy
to share.
Where
can we email you?
Larry at Uncle Larry's Food and Spice. .com.
Okay.
So UNCLELARYSFOODANDSPICE.com.
I feel like I was just arrested and we did like a DUI test.
Repeat that.
Here, backwards. Can you do that backwards? But I love all these recipes. I mean, it's extremely Oh, you've got the beef stew in the pressure cooker right here.
Yep.
Cabbage stew in a few.
I love that one. That's one of my favorites.
Tell cabbage. Me about that. That's got some Rotel in there, too, a little kick.
All right, cabbage stew. So to make it easy on yourself, just get 5 pounds of shredded cabbage from your grocery store.
Yeah, in a bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the key to getting that to perfection is tenderizing that cubed pork, Boston butt.
Mm-hmm.
To me, a Boston butt and
Chuck roast.
It's almost exactly the same consistency as the meat. But you tenderize that Boston butt, and then you proceed, you know, with the next few steps.
Yeah, it tells you what to do. It says 15 minutes cook that Boston butt to get it down, yeah.
And then by the time that, it takes about an hour and a half to tenderize, but I'm cooking that one on a stovetop.
Oh, so no pressure cooker. This is stovetop.
But gotcha. You could use a pressure cooker, too.
Yeah. That's what Patty does.
So then you just drop the shredded cabbage
Patty's
in there.
Patty's going to put it in the air fryer.
Put that down until it's as good and tender.
So just a little tip to the audience here. I was just in Costco yesterday. They're giving away Boston butt right now. I forgot what it was, a pound, but it's like free. It's like these, I don't know.
Twin pack.
Yeah, you saw them. It's cheap right now, too.
99 cents a pound a lot of times.
Yeah,
in grocery
it was free. Right, yeah. So if you go to yeah,
so when you get it for that
deal.
Price, like you say, you got to stock up.
Yeah.
Stock up. And
absolutely.
So,
well, we got to take a break. So, time out. We'll finish that recipe in a few minutes. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to go to the news. And then right after the news,
yeah, the news.
We're going to have a very quick call with the Barbecue Kings. They're going to be coming on after us.
Nice.
It's a new show that's going to be coming on. We're going to have a whole food block. No, he's going to be on the phone. It's a food block on Saturdays, beginning at noon with Chew on This, and then at 1 o'clock we're going to have the Barbecue Kings, and then at 2 o'clock we have the food show. So we have a whole afternoon of eating on WGSO. So we'll be back in a few minutes or right after this.
Editors are out-of-state media conglomerates. We ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
Join me, BJ Rusk, for the Something to Say radio show every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'll be joined by Rudy Cicchini, and we will give our unique and fun thoughts on sports, music, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. Your calls are welcome, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at www.somethingtosayradioshow.com. The Something to Say Radio Show, weekdays at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, this is Christian Garrick. I'm excited about my new show on WGSO 990 AM, Monday through Friday, noon to 2 p.m. There are a lot of things going on in this country and in this city that are concerning. I'm your voice. You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform, noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM WGSO.
The fastest growing conservative talk show in the South is now on 5 days a week on WGSO 990.
That's right. American Ground Radio has moved from Saturdays to Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 p.m.
American Ground Radio is based out of Louisiana and is grounded in the ideas that founded our country.
American Ground Radio is a show for everyone who believes there is greatness within each of us.
So tune in Monday through Friday starting at 8 p.m.
on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO.
Louisiana Radio Network. I'm Brooke Thorrington. A Denham Springs police officer was critically wounded during a shootout Thursday afternoon in the parking lot of a shopping center. Corporal Sean Kelly was shot multiple times. He was hired by Denham Springs Police in 2019. Denham Springs Police Chief Rodney Walker says, Kelly can use your prayers.
This is a tight-knit community that loves their police, loves their sheriff's deputies. And this is our policeman. This is their policeman. This is y'all's policeman. Mm-hmm. And let's get our man back home to us.
A blood drive in Officer Kelly's honor is being held in Walker today on Ballpark Drive until 1 p.m. Legislation targeting the LGBT community is advancing in the Louisiana legislature. Governor John Bel Edwards says he'll address the bills when and if they cross his desk.
I find these bills to be misplaced and unfortunate and really damaging.
Edwards says he's frustrated lawmakers are not focusing on topics to grow the state's economy and improve education instead. LRN.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Have you noticed that most ice creams now come in smaller cartons? Not Bluebell. We're still making a full half gallon and a full pint of tasty goodness. Bluebell wouldn't have it any other way.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at your local grocer and pick up your favorite flavor today.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Monday, we're going to get updated on the Louisiana legislative session and talk about a bill that's going to take away your right to use a cell phone in a vehicle. We'll get all the latest news from Chad Rogers, publisher of TheDeadPelican.com. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
And we're back with Chew on This on WGSO in New Orleans. We're going to take a quick break from talking seafood with Uncle Larry. He's not leaving, though. We're not letting him leave. We're just going to take a quick break and talk to Todd Johns, who is the host of Barbecue Nation Radio Network, and they're going to be coming on the air right after us. As soon as we go off,
what a perfect segue.
At 1 o'clock, we're going to have a show about barbecue, and then at 2 o'clock, we have a replay of the food show. So you got a whole block of talking nothing but good food here in New Orleans. Chef Todd.
Hello, Todd.
Welcome to WGSO.
Oh, man, it's a pleasure to be on your show.
And I'm going to stick around and listen to some seafood action. That sounds really amazing. If you could throw in some pizza with the barbecue, that would cover like all my favorite food groups.
I love it. I love it. So you are from, where are you from, Chef?
Kansas City. I'm from Kansas City.
That's why he's the barbecue guy.
Yeah, the world capital of barbecue. I'm actually sitting in one of the 145 different barbecue restaurants here in Kansas City.
Wow.
I'm at Chef J Barbecue right now. Chef J's birthday is today, so I came in to have a little lunch
Celebrate.
With him. And yeah, figured nice. If I'm going to talk barbecue on the radio, I might as well be sitting in a barbecue joint.
145 barbecue places?
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. I love it. So what is if there was only one thing, Chef Todd, you could barbecue, what would that thing be? What's your favorite thing?
I would have to say it's always brisket because it's such a challenging, complicated. I mean, even if you've been doing it as long as I have, which is 23 years, it still is one of those things that you have to nail just right. You can't sleep on it. And so I just think that's the ultimate, I think, for most backyard pit masters is mastering that brisket.
Well, and it sometimes comes down to that particular brisket too. No matter what technique you have, it's that particular piece of meat. Am I right?
Well, yeah. I mean, barbecue is such an art, right?
It is,
it's not just
absolutely.
It's just not about cooking temperature.
That's right.
It's about the selection of meat, and it's about the preparation, the seasoning. You know, whether you want to go very simple, salt, pepper, garlic, or you want to, you know, go with something a little more chili peppers and different things. So with, you know, more traditional barbecue rubs. And it has a lot to do with knowing your apparatus that you're cooking on, too. Everything cooks differently.
That's right.
From an offset to a pellet grill to a Weber grill. So really knowing what you're cooking on, too. And it's all about experience at the end of the day. And I've said many times that I've eaten a lot of bad barbecue in my life, and most of it was mine. And that's how you learn. So,
well, that is. I mean, it's just practice makes perfect. And there are some things you can teach technique, but the only way to really learn technique is to do it over and over and over. That's the secret.
You bet.
That's the secret.
You bet. Absolutely. And you got to have a passion for it. It's got to be something that you love doing and you just can't get enough of. And I think that's no matter what you're doing, if you have a passion for something and you just can't get enough of it, you're going to excel at it over time.
Well, now that I want some brisket, you know, the best part about brisket, too, is it's such a versatile piece of meat after it's cooked. I mean, everything from just straightforward brisket to putting on a piece of bread to chopping up the leftover brisket, putting it on a taco, putting it in a chili.
Oh, I never thought of putting it on a taco.
Oh, there's so many things you can do with brisket, And that layer of fat.
The brisket is kind of a controversial thing, too. If you're in Central Texas, brisket is, you know, trimmed very differently than we do it here. It's seasoned very simply, and it's cooked over post oak. And here in Kansas City, we do what's called burnt ends. It's something that originated out of Kansas City. And you see it in other parts of the country now a little more and more. But we take, on the brisket, there's two muscles. There's the point and the flat. And the flat's usually where you get slices from. And the point is where we cube them here in Kansas City and call them burnt ends. And they're a little richer. The muscle fibers are a little more coarse. A lot of connective tissue.
Delicious.
Very, very succulent. Yeah.
Good stuff. And so look, I'm vegan, and I like this. No, I'm not vegan. So you're going to start next week?
No, right after
us.
Oh,
right after us today.
After us
okay,
today.
Cool. All right. Well, you got a nice audience here. I hope some people call in to 556-9696 to talk to you. And I will be definitely tuned in. Welcome to the WGSO family.
We're so excited. We've got such a great show. We've been doing it for a while now. And it's we get some amazing world champions, chefs, backyard pit masters, competitors. We just get a wide range of barbecue experts. And it's always a fun time talking with them.
Well, we can't wait, and that is Barbecue Radio Nation.
Right. Barbecue Radio Network.
Network.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. And it's right here in WGSO.
It's right here in WGSO at 1 o'clock, right after us. Thank you so much, Chef Todd. We'll be listening.
Thank you, Chef. Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. So that's Chef Todd with Barbecue Radio Network. And I am sitting here with Patty. And poor Larry, we put Larry to work. We're eating some delicious crawfish.
Yeah, I know. I was glad you were talking to him so I could eat while you were talking. Let's take one more quick call. We have Paul from the East Bank. Paul is one of our listeners, and he has some recipe. He wants to talk to us about a Sicilian recipe.
He should be here eating this bisque because it's delicious.
Hey, Paul, yeah. You there?
Yeah, how you doing? I'm in Winn-Dixie off of Carrollton right now, across from Rouse's.
Uh-huh.
I'm a little good, but can you hear me okay?
We got you, loud and clear.
Okay. My dad did this years ago, and I kept up with it. When you're boiling any kind of seafood, before you take everything out the pot before you dump the water, go ahead and bring it to a boil again. You take a redfish or you take sheephead. After they thoroughly clean, you get a knee-high stocking, nylon. You put the fish, the tail lash, you hold the tail and you let the fish go in the stocking.
Uh-huh. So it doesn't fall apart. That makes sense.
Wait, hold on. You make a hook. I usually do it with a coat hanger, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you put the stocking onto the hook. You let it hang down the pot just until it's below the surface of the water. You let it boil for about 5 minutes at a full boil. Then you cut the boil off. You let it sit for about another 3 minutes, and you're ready to go. The most fantastic thing you're ever going
to
eat.
Oh, that sounds delicious. I'm going to have to try that next time we boil.
I tell you what, a lot of people rather that than eating crawfish and shrimp and all that.
I don't know about that. But we'll try it.
It's less spicy. Yeah, meat just falls off the bone.
Mm-hmm. Sounds delicious.
It's too bad you're not here, Paul, because this crawfish biscuit.
Yeah, we're eating crawfish biscuit.
And I hate to tell you, the only way, Uncle Larry, I know you're looking at me, the only way to eat this head is with your finger. I don't know how else to do it. Am I right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I want to tell you guys something real quick if you got a minute or two.
Go ahead. Hurry up.
I'm 71. In the backyard, we had a number 16 foot tub, which was galvanized. And my dad, for the fire, we used wood. We was burning wood, believe it or not.
Oh, Lord.
And that's how we bought the seafood.
That's incredible.
We didn't have propane back then, huh?
That's incredible.
That had to take forever.
Well, Paul, thank you for the call very much. We sure, Lou, appreciate it.
Thank you for listening, Paul.
Y'all going to be good. I'm telling you, man. Cocktail sauce and with that fish. Wow.
We're going to Patty's right after this.
Yes. Yeah. Thanks, Paul. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So I'm really surprised that that's all you did to this bisque.
That's it.
Because look, you put a lot of work into stuff in the head, so I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Because that's delicious. Yeah. But, I mean, you get home from work. And this is it.
This is it. You know, you can do
étouffée.
When we used to do crawfish bisque, my mother and dad used to do
right.
It was a weekend project. My dad cut up all the seasonings and did all that stuff. My mother would stuff the heads and make the bisque, the stew.
Because she didn't know Uncle Larry.
Because she didn't know Uncle Larry. And it was a weekend project. And at the end of Sunday, my mother would get little quart jars and put some for each of the kids, and she'd write on top how many heads were in it. And that was it. Once a year. That's what you got.
Because it's a pain.
But this
cuts it all out.
You could do once a week if you wanted to.
Well, I'm not stuffing crawfish heads once a week.
No, but this would make a really good étouffée, I bet.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, yeah, but, you know, the work is still there, but, again, whenever you get to the grave, now you're going to get to the grave. Not anymore. Everything's in here. Except that those crawfish. Yeah.
So if I was going to make an étouffée, I would probably take this, and I would probably add like maybe a can of diced or crushed tomatoes to give it a little that red, you know what I mean, a little Creole to it.
Yep.
Would that? I could do that, right?
Yeah, well.
Whatever.
My thought process on a crawfish stew versus a crawfish étouffée, if you're doing it from scratch, when you make your roux for the stew, you're going to use cooking oil.
Right.
For the étouffée, you're going to use butter.
Ah, okay. That's because it's more velvety.
That's right. That's
like that.
That's the biggest difference. And I might use a little bit more, you said the Trinity, but yeah, more vegetables in that, in right, that etouffee that I'm doing.
No nylon stocking?
No nylon stocking whatsoever. Like, and no, no galvanized bucket either. But, but I'm going to tell you, right now, like I said, a lot of stores, I know a lot of those AG stores got crawfish on sale, $9.99 a pound.
You can't beat that.
You can't.
You cannot Louisiana, beat that.
Fresh Louisiana crawfish.
Yeah, not that Chinese stuff.
That's right. You put the 1 pound of crawfish, one jar of stew and a few, bring it to a boil.
And that's it.
Simmer 10 minutes. Wait for the rice to get cooked.
And you're
done.
On the
stovetop or microwave. Done. You're ready to eat.
You're done. And I'll, look, I always use that Zataran, that parboiled rice.
Yep.
Oh, you can't go wrong with that Zataran. I mean, it's perfect.
I totally agree. If you want, look, this, for your rice cookers out there, all right, all you need, I use one of those ceramic pots, like put a cup, or actually put 4 cups of rice, Zataran parboiled rice,
yep,
6 cups of water, put it in my microwave.
I do too.
For 30 minutes, boom,
it's perfect.
Done.
I do it in the microwave too. Yep, always. Because, I don't know, then they got people that boil rice. Have you ever seen that? Like they boil it,
then they strain it.
Yeah, yeah. You buy the parboiled rice, you don't need to do that. The starch is already off of it, right?
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
And it doesn't stick together at all. It's
perfect,
always
every
perfect.
Time.
Right?
And
that,
yeah.
That's what that
that's
is.
What
I can, I could tell that's what it was because it's not. Too bad y'all can't smell and you can't taste. But, you know, you can run out to Langenstein's and do this yourself.
That's right. And too bad you can't see because when we were doing our show prep, which is the term that we throw around out here.
Loosely.
Don said, you know I'm not going to eat.
But
and I said, no, you have to taste it. And I want you to know that Don's been eating the whole time we've been talking.
It's delicious. I've been trying not to eat, Uncle Larry. It's a long story.
You could eat, Don.
All right. Do we have to cut to a
quick
break?
We're going to cut to a quick break, and we'll be back to finish up with Uncle Larry. Thank you so much for coming.
It's delicious.
Thank you all for having me.
Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Hey, hey, sweet baby, don't you think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe? I got a hot rod foot and a $2 bill, and I know a spot right over the hill.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132. What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Faubourg Private Wealth, which provides holistic financial planning tailored for your family. Find out more at fpwa.com.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy Sign Capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm...
We forgot about the plant gallery.
How can we forget about the plant gallery?
We really can't because we're here because of the
plant gallery. And again, head on down to Airline Drive.
We just got carried away with the crawfish bisque.
Now, if you go to the plant gallery today for Mother's Day, you're not going to see Uncle Larry's stuff, which is a shame. I should have thought about that. We could have done a little pop-up at the plant gallery. Yeah, it would have been a good idea. Why didn't I think about that?
Yeah. Well, we can do it for Father's Day.
Yeah, we'll do it for Father's Day. So head on down to the plant gallery on Airline Drive. Think about Mom. It's Mother's Day. Get her a little scarf. Get her, you know, candles. They have their own line of candles. Then they named after the streets in New Orleans.
That's incredible.
They're great. And let me tell you, they burn for over a month. I still have one, and I burn it at least four times a night. Whenever I cook, small condo, needs a candle. Trust me, needs a candle. So head on down to the plant gallery. And don't forget, they also deliver some gorgeous floral arrangements. The most beautiful weddings in this city all start with the plant gallery.
It's too late to get it delivered for Mother's Day, but you sure could go and pick something up.
Yeah, you could pick it up, absolutely. All right, so we're here eating some delicious crawfish bisque with Uncle Larry. And we want everybody out there to be able to eat that same bisque. So where do we go? Where do we buy your stuff, Uncle Larry?
All right. Any associated grocery store can get my product. Conseco's, Zapardo's, Dornak's, Langenstein's, all of those stores, Bromart, they all got it. Or if they don't have it, all you got to do is ask the manager to start carrying it.
I was going
to
text Nicole Dornak and say, get on it.
Get on. That's right. There you go. So they got that. Also, Rouse's has it, too. The same two products. Now, AG might pick up my seasoning. And my dry rub.
Right.
They get enough interest in, from their
customers. I am going to try that dry rub on some ribs.
Try that on baby back. I think that's the best. That's where
I do that I used to do that 3-2-1 method. You rub it with the yellow mustard. You put the rub on it. Yep. And I'd smoke it for 3 hours. Then you wrap it. Then you take it out for last hour. Good stuff.
I never do the mustard. I just
You don't taste the mustard. It just makes it stick.
Yes.
So you don't put anything. You just rub it.
I just rub it, and I'm doing that.
Try the yellow
probably
mustard.
Tomorrow.
Try the yellow mustard.
I got the baby back in the fridge. So
try the yellow mustard.
And I keep going back to AG, but they had a one day meat sale at Pierre Part store. The baby backs was $1.99. So guess what?
Now I also
you got a freezer full.
I also saw your product online.
You can get it online. Yep, you can absolutely get it online. So it's Uncle Larry's Food and Spice.
It's a food show.
Just Google it. Yeah, Google it. It comes right up.
Now, you could order it online, but if you're from Louisiana or even Mississippi, you can get it from there. But if you're from Louisiana, go to the grocery store.
Yeah, support your local grocery store.
If they don't have it, tell them to get it. Yeah. And plus, you're going to save postage.
Shipping. The shipping is a killer.
That kills you.
It's a killer, the shipping.
But people still buy it. I had a guy in Hawaii order some
ready
set gumbo.
I love it.
And my nephew, who tracks all that, he said, Uncle Larry, check and see if he got it. And he did. He said, yeah, I made a gumbo. Sausage, chicken, shrimp, crabs.
He said,
I put some clams, and I put some octopus in it. He said, it was delicious.
Octopus. I can't get into the octopus.
Me either. Me either.
I'm a real big, I eat it where it lives kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I want it fresh. Now, you know, a lot of people too, Patty, don't eat gumbo when it gets warm. I don't understand that.
I made some last Sunday.
I eat it all the time.
I don't understand that. That mindset's got to change, especially with ready, set, gumbo.
Yeah.
And ready, set,
okra
gumbo.
Yeah.
I mean, and I love okra gumbo. My grandmother used to make okra
gumbo. That's what I make, okra gumbo.
Yeah, that's the only kind of gumbo I make.
We got a caller who wants to share a recipe with you, Don, because he called me during the week and I told him.
Okay, cool.
This is Steve.
Hello, Steve.
Hi, Steve. What's your recipe?
Hey, Don, do you ever
sometimes talk to a woman. Wait, let me just change that. Talk to a person.
My wife is listening to this.
And feel like they're not listening at all to you.
Quite a lot. Why?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. Why? All right.
Well, I called Patty with a recipe, and she told me to call and share it with you. And tell me, was she listening?
She wasn't listening.
And my recipe was, you clean the shrimp. I'll make it short. You put a little oil in the baking pan, and you heat up the oven to 375, and you put the shrimp in there for about an hour. And she said, oh, what? Sounds good. Call Don and give him that recipe.
Well, wait a minute. You took shrimp and you threw it in a pan and you put it in an oven for 3 hours?
No, for about an hour at 375. I was kidding.
Oh, I was wondering. So what the hell is it cooking?
At least you were listening.
Yes, I was
listening. Call in and give Don that recipe. I don't think she was listening to me at all.
I'm like, I was waiting for him to say.
So wait, so you just baked the shrimp?
No, he's messing with you to see if you were listening.
It was all a bunch of baloney.
I was waiting for him to say he poured Dr. Thunder on top of it.
Oh, yeah. No, strawberries and cream, Dr. Pepper. Yeah, that's it.
So let me tell you, Steve, you got to get out. I know you eat gumbo. You got to go try this stuff. It is absolutely, you don't even have to have a brain to make this. Okay?
No.
You could just, it's delicious. It tastes like you cooked all day.
I am a chicken andouille gumbo
Me too.
Maker. So
Me too.
Absolutely. It's That's good. The best gumbo there is.
It'll be delicious. With
go
us.
To email Uncle Larry and he will come to your house and stuff the heads.
Cool. That's right.
For a fee.
But no, okay. You can make this chicken andouille gumbo with this stew and a few. And Don's going to make it, and he's going to report on it next Saturday.
I'm going to feed the hood. So hood,
we'll
right, be eating try, sometime.
Try my shrimp dish there.
I
Don,
will. Though. I'm going to go right now and do that.
Bye, Steve.
He said no one ever.
Owl, 375. See you later. Bye.
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 That was brought to you by Dr. Thunder.
Yeah, really.
You're a good listener, because I didn't like bad. I said, well, no. 2 hours? Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Like,
what?
You two are throwing shrimp in an oven for 2 hours.
What you make it?
What can you
shrimp?
Say?
Yeah, we make it a fire department. Come visit
sun-dried
us.
Sun-dried shrimp. I love
sun-dried
it.
Sun-dried shrimp.
Well, right. We're coming up to the end of the show.
I can't believe it. It's been so fast.
This was just absolutely fabulous, and we can't thank you enough for coming.
I thank y'all from the bottom of my heart.
You are a great guest.
I'd love to do it again one day.
Absolutely.
And tell your friends, go to WGSO.com podcasts, chew on this, and they can listen to a replay of the show and hear about Uncle Larry's crawfish bisque and where to get it and how you can go to his website and get his awesome recipes.
And you can also go to chewonthis_NOLA. And catch all the Uncle Larry's recipes that I'm going to cook, because I'm going to be sure to post those and
on Instagram.
Yeah,
I'm just looking at your recipe sheet.
It's good.
And
stuff.
I can tell you this is something that I'm probably going to do Monday or Tuesday: stew and a few hamburger steaks.
I saw that. I love it.
That just sounds awesome.
But it just shows you how versatile it is.
You can make them from scratch. Or you can just use hamburger patties and
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I'll go get the chuck roast, because that stuff kills you. I like the ground-up chuck roast.
Yeah,
with all, People use that 90-10 stuff. What the hell is that, 90-10? You know what? It means 10% of it has taste.
Yeah, you need the fat.
50-50. 50-50, that's even better. 50-50, that's good stuff, you know? We have this butcher shop you got to go to in Metairie if you get a chance. It's called McCord's Butchery. You'll love it. He's got some good stuff there. I might have to talk to him about putting that seasoning in there. And, you know, before we leave, we've got a few minutes left. Tell us what Louisiana Certified means, because that's important to this state.
Oh, absolutely. That's being a certified member, Commissioner of Agriculture and Forestry, Mike Straney has a great program. Really help you out tremendously, okay? So to get certified, it's just a matter of contact. All they got to do is email me, and I'll point them in the right direction.
Perfect.
But you get certified, it's about $150 for 3 years. You get this label, but plus they give you opportunities to do a lot of different shows and promote your product statewide. So one of them is, in particular, is the Louisiana Restaurant Association Food Expo in August.
We'll be there.
It's $100 for me to go to as go a certified in. Member.
Wow.
That's it. $100.
That's it.
Can't beat it. And you get to promote your product to food,
Yeah, vendors.
Not just retailers, but food service people too. So
yeah, so they can cook with it. They can pick up and cook with it themselves.
That's exactly right.
So look for that label. It's a little picture of the state of Louisiana. You can't miss it, and it's a little stamp right there. And support our own. Support the locals here.
I'm also a veteran.
A veteran owned company. Yes,
the governor started that program for veterans first initiative. So.
We definitely appreciate your service. And look, it's a good product. Yes. It's just good stuff. You don't even have to I didn't have to lie at all today.
I know.
That's a first for this show.
Thank you so much for coming in. Uncle Larry's with an S.
Food and Spice. Larry at UncleLarry'sFoodandSpice.com. Yep.
And your website is UncleLarry'sFoodandSpice.com. I just got a text from some friends of mine in Chicago who are listening. And she said, "Where do I get that stuff? I want
to
make some profit."
I have to ship it to her.
We'll get it to you.
I'll tell her to go to your website, UncleLarry'sSeafoodSpices.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.